I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1974. That was the day that a three-man American astronaut crew returned to Earth from an 84-day mission at the Skylab. They were the first crew to spend so long in low Earth orbit up until that time. The crew also returned with a different kind of first. They had launched the first space strike in history. The all-rookie crew was scheduled for an arduous work schedule at the space station. When one member fell ill, they began to fall behind schedule on their long list of tasks. From the ground, NASA Mission Control urged them to catch up by working through meals and scheduled rest times. Tensions mounted as the three men were monitored at every moment. The commander of the trip tried to explain the crew's exhaustion, saying, "On the ground, I don't think we would be expected to work 16 hours a day for 85 days, and so I really don't see why we should even try to do it up here." 6 weeks into the trip, the Skylab 4 crew had had enough. They turned off the communication radio connecting them to Earth. They took an unscheduled day off. When the communication link came back on, the commander issued the group's demands, saying, "We need more time to rest. We need a schedule that's not so packed. We don't want to exercise after a meal. We need to get things under control." NASA agreed to stop pushing so hard. The first space strike was over, and the mission went forward on better terms.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.